The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not necessarily representative of the Coalition or of any other entity. This content is intended for mature audiences only.
Yo, what is going on, people? Welcome to Throwdown, episode 197. Or 98, fuck. I'm your host, Tony Polanco, and I'm joined by Emilio Lopez.
Sup, people? How's it going?
Chris Seeley.
Hey, what's up, everyone?
Carlos Romero.
What up, what up?
And Mr. Adam Vale.
What's up, sucker bitches?
All right, man, we're back with another one, man. Brett will join us later, and we don't know. What's Brian doing right now, man? Is he saving a queen again?
That's a good question.
Well, he's actually the greatest detective in all of England.
I thought there was a reverse tea party. They're actually taking cans of Pepsi and throwing them into the Thames River to protest our freedoms.
Yeah. And the thing is, like, you know, if you throw like a million gallons of Pepsi into the Thames River, it's going to be the same color. So, you know. Oh, man. Now, before we start, Carlos, do we have an announcement to make today?
Oh, shit. Guess who's having a baby?
It's me. What? I'm pregnant.
You got the results before I did?
Yes.
Oh, what?
Oh, man. Anyway, do we have an announcement or not? Because I don't think we were talking about something else completely. I completely forgot.
Yeah, you threw me off. I completely forgot. So are we going to announce it right now? Or
that's what I'm going to ask you. Should we do it now or should we do it at the end of the show?
I think we should do it now.
All right, let's do it now. You go ahead since you're in charge of this shit. Actually, no. Ooh, people, get ready, man. Go ahead, man. I'm getting hyped.
So we are
too.
So those of you who saw Manny's screen is a little tease. We are announcing that we're having a new contest for episode 200 to commemorate the 200 episode of Throwdown, and we are going to be giving away a copy of Spider-Man.
Oh my God, Spider-Man.
So yeah, we're
based on a true story.
So I think, should we make a separate video for this, or should we?
Yes, yeah, Manny and I will just get together tomorrow, and you know, kind of like we did for God of War, and it's the same deal, people. Basically, you're gonna follow us on YouTube, Twitch, and our Twitter, all of them at Throwdown Show, and you'll have a chance to win the thing. But yeah, we'll have a video for you guys, so don't even worry about it, man. But and the thing is, we've been planning this shit for fucking months, because we knew that the release dates for Spider-Man was going to align with episode 200, more or less, because episode 200 is September 6th. Game drops on the 7th. Crazy right now, man.
Spider-Man!
So yeah, more detail. Oh, go ahead, Carlos.
Yeah, we want to announce it right now for you guys, and just to give you a heads up that we will do a video tomorrow to give out and iron out the details of what this contest will entail.
Yeah, for sure. Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait. It's going to be crazy, man.
Spider-Man.
All right, so let's get on with it. So a lot of stuff happened this week, primarily Gamescom over in Germania. So let's just talk about some of the trailers that we saw, the announcements. You know, what were the things that stood out to you the most, man? Let's start off with Mr. Emilio's.
Yo, man, all I got to say is Shenmue 3 has an announcement date. I mean, a release date.
No, when is it?
It is It's literally going to be a year from now, I think.
A year from now? No one's going to give a shit about that. It was like 4 years ago that they announced this shit. What the hell?
Hey, listen, that's normal. That's normal video game development time, guys. The 4 to 5 years.
Yeah, like we always say, for a good game, you know, and they also released a new story trailer with Shenhua, you know.
They need to start putting some Virtua Fighters in there.
Yeah, right. So yeah, that was good. Anything else that caught your interest?
I saw a little bit of gameplay of Shadows Die Twice, which was cool.
That's Setico, right?
Yeah, that's the new From Software game. Definitely not. It's definitely the bastard child of Tenchu and Dark Souls, because it doesn't have that, you know, your stamina meter, but it does have like this other feature it's actually more like Tenchu and Bloodborne. You know how Bloodborne is a little more aggressive? That's kind of how this one is too, where it's like they reward you for attacking, which is cool.
Yeah, I saw a bunch of people getting hyped up for that game and stuff. I think they had like an even longer trailer or something. I don't know who.
They showed off his grappling hook, and he's, you know, flipping out and going on walls and, you know, doing stealth kills. Totally Tenchu.
Yeah, it was a sort of a combination of Dark Souls and Assassin's Creed, kind of.
I guess Tenchu's a little before your time, right?
Yeah. a little bit like Assassin's Creed. Like they, you can climb up buildings, go on rooftops. You can gravel. A grappling hook to places and stuff like that, and you can do like assassin kills, and so yeah, and yeah, like Manny mentioned, the stamina meter is not present, but like everything else is kind of Dark Souls ish like even the way the HUD is and where all the things show up is the same as Dark Souls. So I'm pretty interested about that game too. Did they show Cyberpunk 2077, or are they doing that whole behind the scenes thing? Because I didn't see a trailer, but
yeah, they just had screenshots and stuff. That's what
I just saw a bunch of people with the same toys as they had at E3. So I'm guessing that they probably sat people down and to watch something.
Okay, so I was thinking, did I miss something? Because everyone's talking about Cyberpunk, but I didn't see a freaking trailer. I was like, God damn it, I want to see it.
Yeah, they had, you know, for the public, they just had new screenshots and a bunch of really cool concept pieces. I kind of like the concept pieces more than the actual game graphics, believe it or not. It looks cool.
It's too bad they couldn't get the game to actually look like the concept.
I think they could, though, you know, but they probably didn't want to, but.
And we still got time, so.
Yeah, maybe.
We don't know when the fuck that shit's coming out.
Yeah, they don't have a release date at all. I'm making a bold prediction, right? Even though it's probably not that bold at all. This game's going to be one of those cross-gen games. It's going to be on PS4 and PS5, you know? Yeah. Or you could probably play the PS4 game on your PS5. I don't know.
Maybe that's the thing. That'll just release one version, and then when you put it on the new PlayStation or Xbox, it's got all
upscale, the missiles. Yeah, you know, you're right about that. That's crazy, man. Don't worry. Actually, since the guys in the chat want us to talk about it, let's just talk about it now. Devil May Cry 5. So, yeah, they got a new trailer. Saw Nero, saw Dante. Everybody seemed to really like basically, Dante's riding a bike and he splits it in half and he starts using it as weapons and stuff.
So I guess that's a weapon. It's a bike.
yeah, it's a weapon bike. It was actually like game footage this time, which was kind of cool. A lot of different things going on in it seemed pretty interesting. And they have a release set for that too, I believe. What is it, February? No, March. March is coming out.
It's actually kind of refreshing to see that sort of thing where it's like, it seems like it's not far off. Like the first time we saw it was really not just that long ago. Literally just announced a year before it actually comes out. That's actually, I kind of like that sort of setup.
Yeah, actually, it was announced a year, like it's coming out like less than a year after it was announced, which is really good.
Yeah, that's actually kind of a cool way to do things. I mean, didn't they do Resident Evil? Didn't have that much of a wait either, right? Well,
yeah, Resident Evil 2, they literally just dropped it on you. Like, yep, Resident Evil 2 is coming. It's like, whoa, we should, you know? But yeah, it was cool. What would you guys think of that Devil May Cry trailer?
Yeah, it looks really nice. He's got nice one-liners. He pops out in the middle of the fighting, which is good. Before, I mean, like in the old games, he didn't really say anything. Although I didn't play the Ninja Theory version. You know, that's the only one I haven't played. But this one, like, goes back to the old ways. Like, he's in like contained areas, and so this frantic combat and stuff. And I like it. It looks nice.
It's such a weird, thing. It's like they did a reboot of Devil May Cry, and then they just go back to the old numbering.
Yeah, well, the fans got mad, you know, because they didn't like the new game and stuff.
I liked the new one.
Yeah, yeah. Thank you for saying that, because I'm in like the minority here. I'm sorry that the remake game was the best Devil May Cry game I ever played. I loved that fucking game.
It was entertaining. It had fun cinematics.
Yeah, man, cinematics were great. The story actually made sense. You know, game was just
as opposed to the usual Devil May Cry stories.
Yeah, with these trash stories that you know the stories in the other games were just you know excuses to go to the next set piece. You know, but yeah, so that's probably the reason. You know, I'm just being honest. That's why I'm not too excited. Don't get me wrong, I like Devil May Cry games, but I'm like, there's a part of me that's always like, oh man, I wish I could have gotten a sequel to the Ninja Theory one. That's their best game, you know. But you know, but at the same time, I'm glad that you know Capcom listened to the fans. That's what the fans wanted, you know what I'm saying? So that's good in that regard. What's going on, Death Strike? Thank you for hosting us, brother. But yeah, no, the game looks good, you know. I'll give it that. Like it was playing on the Xbox One X. Shit looks slick, you know. So it'll be cool to you know check it out, you know. I'm obviously not as hyped as some other people, you know.
I wonder if Xbox has done a little something with that game specifically. You know what I mean?
Well, they said it's going to be enhanced. Oh, by the way, that trailer came. It was like an Xbox Live something that was going on in Germany. So they showed
Xbox.
Yeah, yeah. They also showed off a bunch of other Xbox games there too, but I don't think you know people cared about them.
They showed a lot of bundles.
Yeah, and controllers too.
Of course, man. They have controller announcements every other week. Anyways, I wanted to give an announcement. I have an announcement to make.
I have an announcement.
What do you announce? What do you announce?
And it has something to do with something that was announced at Gamescom, something that I've been waiting for since a particular piece of plastic came out. And that is, I am getting an Xbox One X. Oh, dun, dun, dun.
You already have one.
What? Which one?
Okay.
You already have one. You have an X.
No, I've been I've always teased about getting one, but I've never gotten one.
Right? Didn't you pre-order that Scorpio one? I remember. Or you canceled it?
No, I think you're talking about the PS4 Pro Spider-Man edition.
No, I know you canceled that one too, but I thought you had the other one.
No.
All right, hold on, Carlos, explain to the people, why are you getting an Xbox One X when you don't even play your Xbox?
Well, here's the thing. I'm not as frivolous as Tony might think I am, but I do like hardware, like new hardware. And there's this one piece of software that is kind of a system seller to me. And that is, and the announcement was they're doing the Xbox One X enhanced versions of the Master Chief Collection. And I've been wanting to replay the Halo series for a while now. And I think this is the best opportunity with the 4K HDR patches coming into to that game.
What else are they doing?
I have a question. Did you play the Master Chief Collection on Xbox One? Xbox One.
That's a tricky question. I tried to play it because I remember I got the game when it launched, but there was so many bugs that I couldn't play it. But I tried.
So my question is: are you worried that the same thing is going to happen with the Xbox One X? To me, that would be a big warning sign. Like, oh, shit, you know?
Oh, yeah. I might even give it an ultimatum. If this shit doesn't work day one, I'm giving up on Halo.
Damn.
Whoa,
as a franchise. Because this is 343 doing this. I'm like, you can't screw this, like, big, like twice in a row, man.
Yo, by the way, I'm laughing because I thought the ultimatum was like, yo, if this shit don't work, I'm going to give my Xbox One X to a fan. That'd be crazy.
Well, that's a good idea.
Hey, you never know, people. Throw down, man. but yeah, I me and Carlos got into a kind of interesting conversation about this on Twitter because I'm thinking about myself. I'm like, yo, I would never buy a system for a remake, even Metal Gear Solid 3 with the Fox engine, I wouldn't buy a new system just to only play that. You know what I'm saying? So I got to give you props, man. That's some Halo-ass loyalty right there, bro.
Yeah, and then I told Tony, because we're discussing that, and I told Tony, it's like, it was either that or a fucking fourth PS4, man.
PS4.
That's already pushing it too, bro. Let me get that in disposable incomes.
Yeah, man, where's that coming from? Yeah, man, I'm in the wrong business.
Manny, yeah, so I was about to say that we're in the wrong, but yeah, don't blow this man's spot up, son.
After the show, man.
Yeah. Yo, but yeah, man, hopefully, I hope the shit works for you, man. That's all I'm saying, bro. You know?
Yeah, me too.
You go to 343's house, you'd be like, this shit don't work.
I ain't leaving here until the shit gets fixed. But yeah, September 1st, that's when the patch is coming in. And oh yeah, and they also announced that Halo Master Chief Collection is going to be in Game Pass. So that's pretty cool. So forever has Game Pass. It's a pretty cool deal.
Are they doing in addition to the HDR and all that other junk they're doing on there? Are they also doing a HD texture download thing like some of those games have been doing?
Yeah. So the textures are going to be in 4K. Okay. For campaign. I don't know about multiplayer, but they did say multiplayer is going to be 60 frames per second, which is pretty cool.
And 4K?
Didn't it already run at 60?
No. 4K at 60, Carlos?
I don't remember.
Here's the thing. It's an old-ass game. It's going to run at 60.
Yeah, hopefully. We can only hope.
How the moldiest games are.
Yeah, because you know, with these systems, you know, it's like you either get 4K, you get 60. You don't get both. You know, right. But you're right. It's an old-ass game.
It's an old-ass game. Friggin' Konami's got Zone of Enders running in 4K.
60?
Yeah. So, it's an old game. Yeah, they could take, if you take something from PlayStation, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360 era, and you up it onto with the new consoles, yeah, that things are run those things like nobody's business.
Hmm.
Oh, by the way, Hocus Pocus. Yeah, I'm definitely financing that shit. Yeah, because it's like $400 or $500.
You doing that Amazon shit, that finance stuff?
Yeah, either that or Best Buy. Yeah.
Wait, so which is there a specific Xbox that's coming with it too, or you can get that's
No, I'm just getting a standard one.
Oh man, I thought you were gonna get like some crazy shit, like the Xbox, the Master Chief Edition Xbox and shit.
Well, they don't have one for the X.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Microsoft? Come on.
They'll have one.
Do they even have a customized Xbox One X?
Yeah, that was one of the bundles. It's the new Battlefield one.
Oh, yeah, but for the one that already exists.
The real shit.
But it's a different color and everything. It's actually version X.
But one that has already come out, not one that's coming out.
No. So just wait.
I might wait. When is Battlefield coming out?
Make it special, you know?
Yeah. That's a good point. It's the busy window, the one where no one's going to be playing it because they're going to be playing Red Dead, that window.
Yeah. Yo, what's going on, King Wave Media? He goes, Throwdown, what are your thoughts on that new Dark Picture series of games made by the Until Dawn creators? Yeah, these guys are making some new games, son.
Yep, in the are. Same type of game.
It's essentially Until Dawn on everything now.
Yep.
Yeah. The interesting thing, it's so the first one's called Man of Medan. And I don't know if people know this, it's based on a real ghost ship.
Mm-hmm.
The Orang Medan, where the crew was found dead after a rescue. I believe it was in the Indian Ocean. And the crew was found rigor mortis and in like, it kind of like the ring. You remember how the people looked after they saw the ring?
The ring.
Like, the story is that the crew was found like that. And that after the rescue team went to examine the ship caught on fire and blew up and sank.
Oh, shit.
And nobody knows what happened to it. You know, there's all these theories about what
gas leak.
Yeah, that they might have been carrying like a nerve agent because it was around World War II. You know, so that might have happened. Who knows? But that's what it's based on. I think that they find that ship in there.
That's gonna be fun.
Yo, by the way, I just realized I'm a fucking idiot.
Mm-hmm.
Until Dawn creators. I my mind twisted it to Ready at Dawn. I was hyped. I'm like, are we gonna get the order?
Until Dawn.
Man. Okay,
Until
I'm not Dawn. Excited anymore now.
Wait. What are you talking about? Until Dawn was a good game, man.
That was a really good game.
Yo, what's going on, Carl? By the way, save that question for the question show, brother.
Yeah, just drop that in a, you know, just take a couple of seconds and drop that in the previous episode.
Yeah, throw it on your questions. Yeah, this isn't the question show, but we are answering Gamescom questions, though.
By the way, I have a quick question. Since, and hopefully, I don't know, this might change my position on buying an Xbox One X. Since Master Chief Collection is on Game Pass, can I play this shit on my PC?
Excuse me?
Excuse me?
Uh-oh.
If it's an anywhere game, then yeah.
Also, it has to have like a thing that says anywhere on it?
Yeah.
I thought you couldn't play those Xbox games on your PC.
Oh, well, Sentinel 1 and 2 Dynamic.
Let us find out, people.
Yeah, if they're Xbox Anywhere or Play Anywhere, then yeah, but I don't know if this one was. Let me check.
Yeah, while we're doing that, Chris, man, did you see the new Resident Evil 2 footage with Claire?
I only saw pictures, but I'm already excited, man. They already have me sold from that Leon gameplay, dude. Yeah. This is just more icing, man. This is the cake was baked, man. It was already iced with Happy Birthday Chris on it, and they're like, "Hey, you want more icing?" They just threw more icing on it. So I'm not gonna turn that shit down. I'm ready.
Yeah, but it's like, listen, man, we got the cake ready for you, but here's a little sampler, you know.
Damn, you want two cakes?
Like, two cakes? Yeah. The reason I'm asking is because I didn't say, because I'm like, listen, I'm already sold, bro. You got me. You got me, son.
Yeah.
You know.
By the way, it's not.
Yeah, Azar says, was y'all able to see the Cyberpunk gameplay at Gamescom? No, we weren't at Gamescom.
No, we weren't even at Gamescom.
By the way, Germany,
bro.
Yeah. I mean, our man on the street is usually Brian, but I'm sure Brian couldn't even make it to Germany.
Well, that's the wrong street, man. He has to go to Germany, too.
The wrong country.
Yo, man, he's our man on the street. He's been to Gamescom before.
On every street.
Turn left on the Jeff Goldblum statue, and you'll get there.
You know?
He's our man on the street. He's in all of Europe, don't you know? He's like James Bond, you know? The next scene, he's already there.
Yeah, but Cyberpunk, you know, we'll see.
We didn't get to see it at E3 either, let's also say, because
it was just a trailer, right?
Yeah, it was just a trailer, and then they give you a figure and a shirt or something like that.
It was an hour-long demo, you know?
Yeah, so, like, we didn't get to see that thing.
Yeah, but I will say I could have seen it if I had time to. I know for a fact I could have snuck my way in there. You know how your boy gets down, man. But I literally had no fucking time, you know?
If I was still games media, I would probably be able to do it.
Yeah. But, yeah, you know, I guess we'll just wait like everybody else, man. You know?
We'll be just as surprised as everybody else when that game gets released and named.
By the way, speaking about Brian, a wild Monjoma appears, man. What's up, brother?
What's up, people? Speak of the devil, and you shall appear.
Yeah, right. So, yeah, we were talking about cyber. They asked us, did we see Cyberpunk footage at Gamescom? We're like, no, we were not Germany. Maybe Brian was. It's just like, you know, next door to him, right?
Yeah.
You just make a left. Right, what, like Carlos said, you make a left turn at the Jeff Goldblum statue. You're in Germany, you know.
I wish. No, I also did not see anything. I'm very sad still. But everyone keeps saying that it's like great and stuff, so I'm just waiting.
What if Brett saw it?
Maybe Brett did. That's why he's not here, man. Anyway, Brian, what did you think of Gamescom? Anything stood out to you?
Apart from like just Devil May Cry 5, just having like amazing gameplay and looking like quite good stuff. Not really. I haven't really heard of anything exciting. We got a release date for Shadows Die Twice, which is great. That game looks all right. It's just that the main problem is that I've seen the same footage all the time, which is the same enemy doing the same thing for like 5 seconds, which is like the guy that like slams you on the floor and throws you behind his back. Like after like the first 5 times, you're like, wow, but afterwards it's like, I want to see something else. Like surely that's not all they have.
Some journalists actually got a demo that they can play, and some of them were playing them in, you know, in the States or something like that. So, but they were like, yeah, we can't show any more, or we can't even show the boss or something like that. There's apparently a boss that they couldn't show in there either.
Yeah, whatever.
Whatever.
Yeah. Like, You can't just like release like clips of the game. It's like, oh yeah, we have this game demo that people are playing, like, but we're only going to show you like the same 5 seconds of footage, which is the same footage that you've seen in the trailer. It's like, why? Show us more stuff, please. It's like, what? It's come out in March, which is like 7 months away-ish, 8 months away. It's like, really? Come on. It's not Red Dead 2. You know, you can't just like be coy like that. But yeah, no, that is about it. Nothing else. Takes my boxes. So
yeah, and then I also want your comments on the most surprising announcement, you know, related to Gamescom, that Carlos is going to buy an Xbox One X because of the Halo collection.
Yeah, Carlos said that he's buying a Spider-Man like PS4 like limited edition, and I knew that he wasn't. So
I'll see. Oh, when damn, comes. You're calling him out,
man.
Carlos, you hear this shit, bro?
I'll send you a picture tomorrow. you want to make a bet?
Saints Row the Third coming to Switch.
You know,
I'll bet you $500 that I'll get an Xbox One X tomorrow.
Oh, woo, damn, $500.
Damn.
I will see when I believe it.
Brian's calling your bluff, son.
Damn, that's a challenge.
Like, yeah. Challenge.
We also made it official. If the game don't work, Carlos is going to give his Xbox One X to a fan.
Man, you know what'll probably happen? He'll be like, "Man, I spent $500 on this shit. I'm giving him my old Xbox."
Yeah, I might just give him the OG Xbox.
OG Xbox. Oh God. Adam, did you see anything out of the Gamescom you liked?
Well, just what I saw from the Division 2. Got to see some of that, you know. But nothing really else. I mean, there was more like the news that came out. Like, I was surprised because I really thought you were going to hype this up about Saints Row. You're a big fan of Saints Row and that it's coming to Switch.
You know, I'm going to hype that up, though, man. I played that shit already.
I know you. Yeah, you also played this Resident Evil and you're all hyped on that
shit. No, but there's a difference, though.
What's the difference?
The difference is Resident Evil 2 is a complete remake. This is literally a downgraded version on Switch, a game that I already have platinum on. You don't know that.
It could be the bomb.
It is not. You know it's not going to be. It's a Switch version.
I know. It's
going to be a bomb.
No, it's a Switch. It's a Switch. It's going to outsell the other one. You know?
Oh yes. Oh wait, it's totally introducing the game to a whole new audience.
Yeah, remember every single game, and we're gonna talk about this in a little bit, that comes out on Switch is like a freaking blockbuster, even if it's like 7 years old, you know?
That's why they're all porting it.
Well, here's the thing. You want to talk about there's so little given to any one of these games. Think about it.
Oh shit. Hold up. I got so deaf, man. So he goes, when is Brian getting a Switch? He should, if Carlos gets an Xbox One X.
No!
What's up?
I'm getting it once I can get a good deal on it.
No, so, good luck with that. Time. Nintendo don't drop that price, man.
Yeah. Oh, some places do here in the UK. Like, they do like some crazy deals. I just keep missing them.
What's that? What's that game company? That one store over there that does all the deals.
Game.
Yeah, there we go. And game. That game. The company called.
That one game company. Yeah, game.
That game company. Game.
Game. They still have some stores. I don't know if they're everywhere like they used to be.
They weren't swallowed up by Electronic Boutique or GameStop, right?
Went out of business. They were closing up shop.
Yeah, the Switch is going to be here at some point in time. I'm just waiting for like a good deal. And so far, they've been having them like everywhere, like then and there, like quite spotty. So hopefully, if Nintendo announce like a new Switch version, we'll see like a huge price drop, and then I'll just swoop in and get one.
They're gonna drop that price.
But yeah, no, Saints Row 3 is definitely the best game in the franchise, as far as I'm concerned. But I'm not gonna get excited for a Switch version, especially since I already platinumed the fucking game like 7 years ago. You know,
you gotta get that Switch plat.
This is Switch plat, yeah, right. Oh man!
Call it a splat.
Yeah. Anyway, anything else? Anything else happen at Gamescom?
Well, there's the Nvidia took over with that. We got the new series of cards.
Oh yeah, you know what? Let's talk about that because I saw some of the PC guys in my timeline going crazy. Like, what is it? The 2800 or whatever the fuck it is now.
The 2080. Yeah. The 2080. Crazy. So they're not doing their usual series. They're not going up one number. They went up 10 numbers. They went from 10 to 20. That didn't do 11. You notice that? So I don't know much about the specs. I know that they showed Tomb Raider and a couple other things running on it. Look at that hair. Oh, they showed Metro. Metro was running on it too. The RX 280 Ti.
Yeah. By the way, Tomb Raider was, you know, they show more footage, but it's one of those deals. I'm like, listen, I'm already sold, bro. I don't need to see anymore. Give me that fucking game. You know?
What are you guys' thoughts about the whole Tomb Raider fiasco?
What's a Tomb Raider fiasco?
So Lara Croft is on the top of a cliff looking down at a puddle of water, jumps into the puddle of water, and there's no splash damage or no splash effects.
Trez effects, man. Oh, God. By the way, Carlos, besides you, did anybody else complain about this? I didn't even really hear any.
Oh, that was a thing. That was a thing. People were bitching about it.
But that, because that makes sense. Like, people would bitch about that, you know?
People bitch about everything.
Yeah. Deathstrike, we're not talking about Battlefield 5 here. We're avoiding that shit. We're like a landmine. You know what I'm saying? Ooh, yeah. People all went crazy. But listen, all I'm going to say is quickly, without getting into it, you don't tell your customers not to buy your game. That's all I'm going to say about that. Mm-hmm. You know, and also in this, I will flat out say, after what happened with Star Wars last year, I'm not surprised pre-orders are down. You know, I am not surprised. But anyway, you know me, man. I don't give a fuck about this game. I don't care about that. I don't care about Call of Duty. I don't care about any of those fucking games. So whatever, you know. He goes, they showed the live rendering of reflections and lighting on all kinds of different surfaces on Battlefield 5. Oh, yeah, the game looks fucking nice. Don't get me wrong. It looks nice. It's just I don't care about military shooters, you know, whatever.
Yeah, military shooters.
Yeah. All right, let's move on here to NPD, baby. You down with NPD? Yeah, you know me. All right, man. So here's the thing. At once, this is shocking, but then Manny reminded me it's fucking July. You know, ain't nothing out. So yeah, Octopath Traveler was the number one selling game in the country, and the Switch was the number one selling system.
Okay.
Very interesting, because I'm like, JRPG? Number one? Excuse me?
You know what? Here's the thing. I'm going to say this, and you know, I'm not trying to take anything away from Switch. Good for them. They're selling. But in July, what was out? Seriously.
Nothing.
Nothing anybody cared about.
GTA.
GTA, the number two game. I want to stress this. This is the game that came out in 2013 for the PS3, and it's the number two selling game, and it's been on NPD for years. I'm not exaggerating.
Here's the thing. Again, it's because there is nothing else out on the market that anybody cares about. Obviously, a mainstay like GTA, which just kind of constantly floats there, rises to the top because there ain't nothing there. All of a sudden, people are just going to have some interest in these things, you know?
Yo, what the fuck happened with this link? They don't have the list anymore. It's bullshit, Mr. Davis.
But yeah, it's bullshit. I mean, to be honest, I'm, you know, again, game companies have to think about times where, you know, they don't need to friggin' pile all these games on top of each other. You can throw a game out in a time when there's not a lot of games that are out and, you know, do quite well, like Octopath, you know?
Yeah, man.
You know, whoever thought that putting out games in like some place like September, October, you know, even August was pretty dry too.
Yeah, it's the thing. People have money all around the year. They don't just have money in December. You know, the thing is because they're stuck in that old mentality. You know, like games. People only buy games during Christmas. That used to be true. That's not the case anymore. You know,
we're looking at a game series like the Grand Theft Auto. You know, remember like April or something like that, or like August used to be like the Grand Theft Auto months. Yeah, right?
And Deathstrike, that's a good point. Mass Effect, when it was good, sold in March. You know,
yeah,
people don't care.
March Auto now is a big month too.
March is a huge month. So is January now, February. It's crazy. It's so stupid. Anyway, let's go down the list here. This is interesting. So, yeah, Octopath, number one. Grand Theft Auto, number two. Mario Kart 8, number three. Crash Bandicoot Insane Trilogy, number four. That came back, you know, because it's on Switch.
Damn.
Yo, Legend of Zelda, number five.
Mm-hmm. Oh, shit.
Damn, son. I look stupid with my prediction. You know? Yeah, Far Cry 5 is still in this bitch, number 6. Mario Odyssey, number 7. The Crew 2 still holding in there, number 8. Damn, Ubisoft, Tom Clancy's Rainbow Six Siege, number 9. Oh. What the fuck is that shit doing back in the charts?
Man, again, it was on sale. Holy. It was on sale, man. They did all
again,
of those.
Again,
on
sale. Nothing out.
Yeah, Mario Tennis, number 10. FIFA, number... Isn't this last year's FIFA?
It's 18.
If it's 18, yeah, 18, it's last year's.
Yeah, what the fuck is people still buying this shit?
Because it's on sale, man, and they're still updating. They still have all the game packs and all that shit. The foot is still going on. They're still updating the team of the weeks.
They're still squeezing money out of people.
Yeah, right. That's shit.
It, so people keep playing it.
Yeah, Lego Incredibles, number 12. God of War, number 13. Captain Toad, number 14. NBA 2K18, which I'm guessing is last year's game, too. Number 15, Call of Duty. Number 16, Detroit. Number 17, MLB The Show. Number 18, number 19 is Minecraft. And number 20 is Destiny 2. People were just buying old-ass games this month.
Detroit is the little engine that could. It's doing okay. Yeah. You know, it just has a consistent thing, and it still stays on the charts, which it's pretty cool.
Yeah, no, that's good. So, yeah, very interesting. Yeah, and then Switch again, obviously. Most of these games in the top 10 are fucking Switch games. These Switch games are Ubisoft games. It's fucking crazy.
Man.
You know? Hey, Manny, by the way, earlier you said that Ubisoft is like a little EA. No, they're almost on par with EA. They're big, you know? It's crazy. And their games seem to have more longevity than EA games. So it probably brings more money, you know? I wouldn't be surprised if Ubisoft has more money than EA. I could be wrong about that, but I wouldn't be surprised. I would not be surprised if Ubisoft's a bigger company than EA, which is interesting.
Yeah, you know? Especially when they were trying before they were almost getting bought out by one of those companies to try to fuck.
Vivendi.
Vivendi.
Yeah, take them over.
But that's out of their hands. I mean, it's just they were going after all the people that had shares of Ubisoft and buying them out. So it's like, shit, that's the scary part of it.
It also right here says that sales year and year, you know, compared to this time last year, all around are all up 17% for total. 21% for hardware, 5% for software, and 33% for accessories.
Man.
Very interesting. All right, man. Let's move on here. What the fuck are we? What the thing I'm going to say here is actually not the main story, but it's still worth talking about. It's the thing that came with the announcement. I'm like, oh, shit. Okay, so Bloodstained has been delayed to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
The Vita version has been canceled, and Sony officially canceled the Vita. That was hidden in there. They asked the Bloodstained, Igarashi, they asked him, hey, why are you canceling the Vita version? He's like, because Sony canceled the Vita. I'm like, what? They canceled the Vita?
This is actually kind of interesting news because Sony hasn't actually made an official announcement.
They haven't.
About this.
Igarashi made the announcement.
Well, because the thing is that because they have to delay the game, that 1 year that you know that delay is also the time frame where they're probably closing down production of the actual Vita cartridges. That's what the problem is. And it not only said that the store is also something's happening with the store.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, something's going to happen with the Vita store. I think it's not going to get as supported or something. Because the thing is, we're going to talk about this later, but the store in general is getting a big overhaul, right? Placing a store. And I'm guessing Vita is going to, may get shoved to the side for somewhat,
There's a good chance it might be. I mean, here's the thing is like if they're going to close the Vita store down, right? Does that means that they're literally closing down the whole PSP side of things?
Yeah, no, I don't think they close it, but I think they're going to probably put it in another section. It's not going to be in the forefront, and they're not going to do updates.
I don't think they're going to get rid of it. Yeah, it's just not going to be updated. Yeah, it's just going to be minimized, it's amazing to me how, the Vita has held out this long. It held out pretty much the entire generation. This generation is going to be over in a year or two,
Yeah, and it's interesting. It's interesting. It managed to hold on for as long as it did. I mean, I wouldn't say that's not bad for something that everybody considered a failure.
It is an objective failure. Let's just be honest. We love the Vita, but that shit bombed. But it still held out. All I'm going to tell you guys right now, Buy them Vitas right now, son. Buy them shits now. If this shit's really canceled, them prices are going to go up. Buy them shits, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure Sony's not is already probably closing down production on the actual consoles.
That's what I'm saying. Buy them shits right now, son.
Yo, man. Yo, Sony, give me a new one. Let me replace that old one.
Yeah. Man, there's, by the way, I'm not going to say, just talk to Riku. He'll tell you about certain things. And Carlos, too, they could do with the Vita now. That's all I'm saying, man. And, yo, if this thing's going to go through, you know, the downsizing, Sony ain't going to be checking your shit. That's all I'm saying, you know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Carlos and Riku would be sailing those high seas, man.
Yeah, right? You know? Oh, man. So, yeah, that's what I found interesting about the Bloodstain thing. It's like, not the Bloodstain announcement. It's like, oh, shit. Sony's canceling the Vita, and Sony hasn't announced it yet. Crazy.
Yeah, there was a, and part of the reason why the Bloodstain thing actually happened is actually because of a lot of the backer reviews of the game. It didn't. I mean, the vertical slice of video game they did for it, and there are a lot of things that a lot of the backers kind of, you know, said, you know, like issues, like some mouth syncing issues, some other things. So they're pretty much putting it on hold. My guess is the game is pretty much done, and they're just kind of putting it on hold to kind of fine tune and keep it and get everything nice and tight, which is good. I don't mind a game being late. They didn't, you know, game or, you know, coming out later than expected. All that means is just it's going to be a little bit better than it was before.
You look at Drunken Demon playing Warframe while the show was going on, man. I love this little Steam things, man.
That's the thing, the snitch.
Yeah, yeah, right. Snitches, man. They get stitches. X-Skull, yeah. I'm. Oh, man. Yeah, Jailhouse Rock, right, for the Vita. You crazy. So, yeah, shout out. You know, I guess Sony's going to have to make the announcement soon. I don't know. Very interesting. By the way, Sony, like, they announced the official cancellation of PS3 in Japan. They canceled North America too, but they never announced that.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they never did. I had to look it up. I'm like, oh shit, they did cancel it then, but they never did it, you know, not officially.
How long ago was this?
What's going on, Corey? Hey, Corey, man, watch out for spoilers, bruh. You guys, I'll tell you about it later, man. This shit is hilarious. Actually, no, I'm gonna say now. Nah, fuck that. So Corey posts, he got the platinum in God of War, right? Torrance comes in, but like, you spoilers. And it's like, yo, bro, it takes you 5.5 years to beat games, man. Don't give this man any grief. It takes Torrance as long to beat a game as it takes Rockstar to make a game. You know? Come on, man. Hey, you know I'm right. You know I'm right. Anyway, Corey says Warframe is life. There you go, Brian. Brian's too busy. He can't. Warframe is so much life. He's still playing Warframe.
Yeah. Warframe is life.
It's the illest shit ever. Corey, you crazy, bro. All right. So let's move on here. So this is fucked up. This is a conversation all of us had on Throwdown, like privately. So we're going to have it publicly now, man. Amazon removes the 20% discount on game pre-orders, son. Adam, go off. Go off, son.
What?
On this whole Amazon. Bullshit. You're the one that brought it to my attention, motherfucker.
No, I didn't. I was talking about the Division stuff.
No, we're going to talk about that later. We're going to talk about that later, man.
I never bought any games from Amazon.
Really? Okay, so anyway, so it's Adam let me down right now.
What are you talking about? When did I ever tell you this?
We've talked about it in the private chat, motherfucker.
Are you kidding? You got me mixed up with somebody else.
Yeah.
I never buy games.
I was getting you mixed up with the other Adam Vale, you know?
No, somebody else.
That's in our private fucking text chat. Anyway, so yeah, they're going to cancel. Here's the thing. They're not canceling it for every game. They're going to have specific games with this shit. And then, Manny, like you were saying, it's like, what's the point of having Amazon Prime now? It's like they're taking away everything.
No,
you're
all right, no. I talked about Twitch. They got rid of the Twitch support where you would if you had a Prime membership, you get ad-free on Twitch. They're putting ads on.
Okay, so I mean, we can talk about that, too, because they're taking away everything.
I don't know about the other shit, but I know that was a pain in the ass, because I'm like, damn, so what do you get then? Nothing. You get nothing. That 20%, that's nothing. That shit that they already had when the Best Buy thing was going on. But the fact that they're taking away now, you know, they're like, oh, well, we need the money because of the ads and blah, blah, blah blah.
By the way, Barry says that they're taking away commercial free Twitch with Prime.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. That was it.
So, what's my question to you guys? What's the point of having Prime, man?
I mean, other than the free, other like than the free shipping,
the free service. Shipping's the only reason now, right?
Yeah, that's the only reason.
Other than the free 2-day shipping, I mean, to be honest, it's like the other stuff that they have on there is kind of, you know, not really that good.
Yeah. It's half-ass.
It's kind of half-ass. So it's like, all right, so now everybody's going to start canceling that shit if they're not getting money off.
Yeah, Jeff Bezos is like yearning for cash right now, so you know. Number he wants to keep
the allegedly richest man in the world over there. Are you hurting, buddy?
Well, you know, here's the thing that dude is spreading is you know, people accuse this guy of doing it. There's Amazon spread too fucking thin. I mean, they own so many goddamn companies. Cut some of the fucking fat, guys.
Yes, I mean,
yeah, set up.
I think like taking away the perks, you can't charge what you do and then increase the price of Prime and then offer less for it.
Yeah,
right?
And that's what they're doing. They raise the prices, and then that's coming now for a lot of people. Was it 120? And then they're removing all this other stuff.
Yeah. So if it's like, I'll eat the shipping on some of my stuff if I'm not getting any perks. Like the last straw is like, what are you gonna pull the Prime Video perks? Because you can watch some stuff for free on Prime Video. Not everything, and it's shrinking. That library is shrinking.
The same thing with the music, and that's a false advertisement. They're like, oh yeah, we got this music service, and you can get all this stuff. No, you got the generic one because if you have an Echo, it tells you, oh, this is through the premium version of the music. Would you like to upgrade? I'm like, but I'm already a Prime member. It doesn't matter. There's another sub for better music.
Yeah,
you got to
get Music Unlimited. Yeah,
Music Unlimited. And then even that one sucks. That one is very limited. So, you know, unlimited my ass. It's garbage. So it's the way I see it is that they created all these services, right? And then they're like, oh, look at all the stuff you get. And then they slowly start taking things away. And they're like, well, we already got these people subbing, so they won't know the difference. You know, and then that's it. Because a lot of people I know that have it don't. And then until I start telling them, oh, look this up, look this up. Oh, it's got to be there. They just assume it always just has to be there. Why? Well, it's on all the other services. Yeah, but it's not on this one.
It's stupid.
Yeah, so Amazon, you fucking up. You know? Yeah. By the way, I like what Deathstrike said. He goes, 2-day shipping, and they use U.S. Postal Service.
And not guaranteed 2-day anymore.
And that's
it
right.
Used to be guaranteed. It's not guaranteed.
The fuck is the point, man?
Yeah. I'm just curious. The quote unquote select games that they have those 20% on, they're probably just gonna make deals with like these companies and just favor those games instead of the other ones. They already fuck up with video games, especially like Sony stuff. Like a lot of the stock is just gone for a lot of things. Mm-hmm. Amazon, man, it's falling down a lot.
You know, and then now Target and Walmart, they have their own little store. But the plus side with that is that you can just order it online for those deals and pick up at the store.
Yeah.
You know, so they're like, oh, don't worry about it. Just come pick up. You get the discount price.
I don't buy my games to Amazon anymore because every time launch night I wanted to play something with you guys like Bloodborne or whatever, I never got my shit. It never shipped on time. So I stopped buying it from them. I don't care if they get 20% discount. But they shouldn't take it away from people. People who do buy off them. So that's bullshit. Like Prime is a scam now.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many other services that they own, and they never included any of stuff. For example, Audible. They own Audible. They never gave any audiobooks. They own Comixology. They didn't throw in.
You get nothing for that.
You get nothing. Or at least they should have had some kind of option like, hey, you want our service? How about this? Let's see. You won't get everything, but pick the ones that you like, and then we'll give you something for it. Don't have to give me all other shit because I don't use their music or their videos. I'd gladly take an Audible or the Comixology subscription service or something with that. You know, instead of to replace the other services, even the books, they have that whole it's unlimited books for the Kindle, but you have to subscribe to that too.
It's a scam.
It's all a scam. The only thing that I really care
about, you lose.
But I don't really, I don't really watch Twitch like that. You know, I don't watch a lot of gaming. I just watch like the state of the game for the Division, a few others, but I don't live on it, so it's not going to impact me. Mm-hmm. And you could get the service alone, but that's like $8.99 for commercial free on Twitch. It's $8.99 a month. So if somebody says, you know, well, I'll just get the commercial free, then there you go. Pay that much. But yeah, for a dollar more, you can get YouTube and YouTube Red, and you get
fuck
a lot
that
more
shit,
that.
Man.
You get a lot.
Yo,
more.
By the way, I just got to say this. Yo, yeah, Barry, that shit is funny. He goes, you get two free asparagus at Whole Foods with Prime. Yo, but by the way, okay, I remember like a year ago, I would get a announcement, you know, to sign up for Twitch Red or YouTube Red every once in a while, right? I get this shit every fucking day now, son. Every fucking day.
It.
You know? It's bullshit, man.
They go based off of activity. If you're always on it, then of course they're going to keep hitting you.
But my YouTube activity hasn't increased. You know, or maybe it has. I don't know.
Well, I gotta, you know, the, yeah. you gotta understand, man.
Are we on YouTube right now?
Yeah.
So
YouTube.
We're on YouTube.
Yo, man, YouTube. You know that's what YouTube is. YouTube is a glorified advertising company. They only care about the advertisers. They don't care about us,
man.
Yep. Demonetized.
Jeff Bezos, man. He yeah, could man. He can besa mi culo, man. Bullshit, yo, man.
He's skimping on his customers with Prime. And not only that, if you guys look into it, a lot of Amazon employees hate working for Amazon, man.
Damn.
Yeah, my girlfriend used to work for him. She hated it.
Yep. They're like notorious for like low wages in some countries.
Yeah, well, they want you know what they're
even
doing.
At the engineering level, they don't pay well. It's a giant revolving door there, so...
Well, it's under that whole idea that, well, everybody wants to work for us, so you're replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're a big company. Everybody wants to work here, so it doesn't matter.
That sounds like games journalism. Well, everybody wants to work there. You get paid shit, you know?
When I graduated from university, I applied.
He always tells me off when he says that.
And never got a response back, man, so... They can go to hell for all I don't
what
care.
University, man? It's School of Hard Knocks, man.
The Vry, motherfucker.
I got education, bitch.
By the way, I didn't go to the Vry, so just joking.
Oh, man. Oh, I forget the name of that university. Never mind. Remember that show, Black Jesus? You know what I'm
talking
about.
You're going to say, like, Charles Xavier School.
No. The one for Black Jesus. Oh, man. We joked about it a while ago. But anyway, let's move on here. I'm thinking about the fucking university. You go get your papers.
Oh, man.
Yeah, this shit was crazy, man. Oh, shit. All right. So the next thing. Okay. So, yeah, we talked about it. So PSN Store. Is gonna, you know, currently there's a beta for a firmware update 6.0, and the biggest deal is they're gonna finally overhaul that fucking PSN store, man. For the last 6 years, the interface has been fucking terrible. Like, you have to scroll down this wheel and like search letter by letter until you write in the shit. Finally getting rid of that nonsense. They're gonna have a nice normal ass keyboard overlay like every other goddamn systems and how PS3 used to do it. I am so fucking happy. I used to be on the PSN store all the fucking time. So when I say did that new update, I stopped going that shit. I just do it on my browser because I can't navigate that nonsense, you know? So that is fantastic. This was posted over on, I was going to say NeoGAF, Reset Era, you know, some dudes in the beta and shit. So, and then I had...
Adam, you ain't on that beta?
Huh?
No, I passed on this one.
Yeah, I don't trust those betas, man.
It was heavy
fuck
on
that.
VR, though. It was very heavy on VR. And I was like, oh, no, I don't care.
So. You can navigate the store in VR, like Johnny Mnemonic?
I wouldn't be surprised. Wouldn't be surprised. Because it kept asking me questions like, oh, do you have a VR headset? Do you plan on getting one? Are you sure? Do you have a friend who has a VR? I'm like, you know what? Forget it. You're throwing all this
VR
shit at me.
Yo, man, this is too many questions. Stop.
Too many questions about the VR. I'm not doing it. I'm not going down that road.
Yeah, by the way, the school was Everest College. Everest, man, Everest. You gonna get your shit in 6 months. You gonna learn criminology, vaginally.
That's a thugonomics.
Yo, that shit. Oh my god, you gotta watch that video. That shit is hilarious, man. Yo, you know that chick Tina from the commercial? I fucked her. That was wild, man. Anyway, yeah, PSN, good shit. I'm happy. I don't know when the hell we're gonna get that shit, but should be soon. You know, maybe is Rico in this shit? I think he is. I'm not sure.
Hey guys. I'm gonna tell you how this story is.
Yeah, he's always on those betas. Yeah, so right? I'll ask him. Yeah, but the whole thing with the PSN store, the thing that pisses me off the most is I don't really mind searching letter by letter. But for example, when you search Call of Duty Black Ops, for example, let's say you get all the way to Black Ops and you want to find the game. Well, you're not only going to get the game on the search results, you're getting the DLC packs, the map packs, you're getting everything, all that litter. So you have to search within the search thing just to get to the freaking game. And that's just annoying, man. I'm glad they're like overhauling. Hopefully,
and then it shows you every movie and TV show that has the word black and ops.
Exactly.
In it.
Yeah. Yep.
But it never includes the themes, and you know there's themes for it. Like my issue is when you go to the theme section and you do a search, it's doing the same search. It's not just specific to the themes department. So if you're looking for a certain theme, you don't see it. Like right now, I just found Shenmue 1 and 2 have a dynamic theme, and it's free. Did you guys know that shit?
No.
Of course not. But if you search, you'll find it.
I wonder if it plays that song.
Get it. It's for the low price of free.
Yeah. Also, basically, when you type in a game, right, like it keeps updating with every letter that you put in there. So, which is, again, common shit and everything else. So they're doing that. And also, you're going to be able to search by genre and publisher, which is nice.
Good. Yeah, you couldn't do that before.
Yeah, listen, man. Like I said, if the
Vita... Wait to the end of the fucking generation to do this shit?
Yeah, it's crazy.
Come on, guys.
I'm like, you know something is wrong with your store when the store for the Vita is easier to search for than the fucking PS4 store, man. It's crazy. You know?
Yeah, they're like, man, we're going to close down this store and show and redo it for the new thing.
Yeah, and they also said that the store, you know, loads faster. It's snappier. I'm like,
oh, my God. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I don't buy anything on it either, because when I browse and finally find what I want on a PlayStation, when I leave the store, my PlayStation is chugging. Like, it just acts horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe it's just me. I don't know. So.
No, it's the store's trash, man. This, again, I just do it on my browser on my computer because I'm like, I'm not going to deal with this shit, you know? Mm-hmm. So I'm glad they're finally... I hated that shit. Fucking years, man.
Shit, the app on the phone is even better than the console.
Yeah, that's true. It's true, yeah.
I've done that before, too. Just like, let's go on the phone.
Yeah. That's how I do my things. I just go on the phone because I just stay away from the store on the PS4 side. I just remember that the store on the PS3 side was just horrible. Like, take like a minute and a half to like load up. I'm like, what the hell are they doing?
Yeah, well, you know what it was is because the other store was permanently installed, so the other portion of the store is a totally different app that had to go on top of it. It was so stupid, horribly designed.
So yeah,
again, I would say that I did like the idea of the whole like search by word and how it looked that you had like scroll up and down. That would have worked on like a phone interface where you can like get down there faster, but on like a controller where you had like press each single one like down. Like get down, no, it just doesn't work. Like just have a keyboard interface. Like you have that for messages. Also, why don't I have it for the store?
Yeah.
Also, they have to make it easier to be able to go back into your old library and re-download your shit. You literally you can't do that on the PlayStation 4.
Yeah, you can.
Yeah, you can.
No, you can't. Yeah, you gotta go to the library.
Go to library. Go to games. Every single game's there.
Yeah, and it lets me download it again.
You can't do it on the store, but you have to go somewhere else to do it.
I never do it in the store.
Yeah, no, you got to just go. You know how, like, on that line and shit, just go all the way to the end, go to library, go to games.
It'll show you all the ones that are not installed.
Yep.
They're actually all grouped together. Mm-hmm. So you can just say, oh, I want this.
But you're right. In the actual store, you can't do that. You have to do it in the, like, I know it's not XMB, but the XMB, you know? I don't know what the fuck it's called now, you know? All right, man. So yeah, the PS3 store. Damn, that shit was crap.
Yeah,
it's still crap.
Yeah,
they just abandoned that whole.
They ain't fixing that shit, you know.
Nah, they still throw updates at that thing though.
Interesting.
Because that's my designated DVD player, Blu-ray DVD player now. The PS3.
Those updates are just to avoid the hacking on it. That's all it is.
Yeah. Right. All right, man. And the last thing Adam wants to tell you guys about the Division 2. There's some bullshit going on.
Oh, man. All right, so for a lot of you guys, you probably already know from the Gamescom people listening that the Division announced that they had a bunch of pre-orders, right? A bunch of different bundles, right? They were like, oh, yeah, you got the standard, you got the gold, you got the gold steel case, you got digital ultimate, and then you got these two big collectors. The collector's edition is $189, Dark Zone, and then there's a Phoenix that's $249. Right. And so a bunch of content listed underneath it. I'm like, oh, okay. Now, a lot of people just assumed that a lot of this stuff was carrying over. Like most games that do this, whatever digital content comes from, let's say a gold, would be in the ultimate, would be in the collectors, and so on. Not the case this time. In fact, there's actually a big game changer that's in the ultimate. There's a thing called, one of the things that you get, it's called additional space, stash space. Now, people that play Division know you have a stash. What's this additional stash base? You know, so people ask, what is it? And they're like, oh, well, it's for the engaged, the heavily engaged, the real enthusiasts of the game that likes to just pretty much hoard everything. Now you get more space. It's like, oh, well, can I buy that separate? Is that a microtransaction? No. Can I work for it? Can I get it? No. So I have to buy this one? Yes. Okay. Now, what if I wanted that Dark Zone 190? I don't see that listed. Oh, no, it's not in that one. What about the 250 Phoenix one? No, it's not in that one either. Why? Well, like we said, it's for the engaged. So you're telling me that someone that spends $250 is not really engaged in this game? Come on now. That makes no sense.
Yo, man, you're not engaged.
You're not engaged, right? So a lot of people up in arms about that because it's like, all right, the second part of the question was like, then, you know, and I got to give a shout out to Skills Up. He's got a YouTube. He's a big YouTuber for the Division, and he found this out because he was there at Gamescom, and he talked to a rep, and he was like, hey, what's going on with all this? So if you can't buy and you can't earn it, and it's the only way you get it is in this ultimate, what's the size of it? Well, we haven't determined that yet. Well, what's the normal size now that's going to be in the Division 2? We haven't determined that yet either. So you just want us to give you money, and you don't know what's happening yet. That doesn't make any sense. Why even list it then? Why even mention that? You know, so then once this came out, everyone started looking. I was like, oh, wait a minute. Yeah, you're right. I'm not getting that. Why am I not getting this extended space? Are they going to start charging for space? And then if you look again, you'll see you get this one-year pass, right? They call it year one pass. And then some people are like, well, in my region, I don't see that. And so they did the state of the game, which the Division Massive Games, they always do every Thursday. And they announced, oh, yeah, certain regions do not get that year one pass. Why? Well, no reason. We can't really go into details. But North America, you guys are going to get it. And they just moved on. And you see the chat. People were just flipping out. They were flipping out. They're like, wait, but that's still $189, right? Yeah, the price is the same, but you're not getting this one-year pass. And then another question is like, what's in it? I thought all the DLC is free. And it is free. You know, and from what we can gather, people that are trying to figure out what they're trying to do, it's really a mess of messaging. What they're trying to do, it sounds like, is what Fortnite and Overwatch are doing with those the battle packs. You know, those battle passes, I mean, where they'll give you maybe double XP a month, or, you know, every month you'll get extra coin or some loot boxes with some cosmetics and stuff. We're thinking that's what they're going with this, but they're not explaining it right. And a lot of people confused. And then why aren't the other, it's mainly a lot of areas that are in Europe and Asia that are not getting it for some reason, but the price is still the same. You know, so there's a lot of confusion with what's going on, and they keep saying that, you know, we're going to look into it. And then this is something I couldn't find, but a lot of people in Europe have seen this, that there's a 7-day early access that you can get. Like from what we've seen from the versions I've seen, it says 3-day early access, but they're saying 7, and that supposedly this is linked with the 1-year pass, and that every time a new map or a new mission or whatever, you're going to get to play this 7 days before everyone else. And a lot of people flipping out about this too, because they're like, well, then that means that these people can grind, get the best gear, get the exotic weapons, especially when it comes to PvP. So that way, when everybody else finally gets it, they're going to get owned. Because it's like, these guys had 7 days to farm and get all this stuff. And this is going to be constant every time something new, they get it 7 days before everybody. you know, and this was brought up. Yeah, it's got to be somewhere else because I couldn't find that in these packs. But he asked this question, the skill up asked this question to a rep, and he confirmed. He was like, well, we are going to evaluate. We haven't determined which modes would be available. Again, then why are you adding this? What do you? It's like nothing is ready, and they just decided, you know, we just need to start making some money. Just start to put the pre-orders out there. Well, we haven't explained any of this. People don't know. Don't worry about it. And that's why for this state of the game, this Thursday, everybody was like, don't worry. We're going to get our answers Thursday. We'll get in. And the guy was reading off his sheet, basically saying the same thing that we heard. It was like, well, we're still working on it. Nothing's determined, this and this and that. Yes, it's only the Ultimate Edition that gives you the additional storage space. That and they were like, oh, the worst part is that him and the other guy were looking. Was like, yeah, we answered that. Yeah, I think we did. Oh, are you kidding me? Have you looked at the chat? The live chat people are flipping out. You know, it's horrible because I this is the last thing I would have expected right now, but they had to come up with another way. You know, because they were like, oh, no season passes, all the DLCs free. We saw EA try to do it with the Battlefield, and where did they try to get their money? From the microtransactions for leveling up and stuff. Well, this is another approach now. Are they going to nickel and dime for space, or are they going to try to come up with some other way to make money? Obviously, they need to try to get some of that revenue back, but it's a shame. It's a shame that people are going to be spending all this money. And then even now, when I look at it, whenever I see the game, the pre-orders mentioned, and everyone was like, yeah, I can't wait to get the Dark Zone. Yeah, I want the whole package. I'm just going to go with the 250. And I have to chime in. Buddy, you're not getting the whole package. I'm sorry. There's other little things, Nick, like gold and stuff like that. There's other little things that that are not included in these packs. It's weird that they would divide it up that way, because you would think that was like at least the later ones. And then the big question, because the rep was also talking about, well, those versions of Dark Zone comes with a female lead character, and then the Phoenix comes with a male one. I was like, who are these people? They're not from the first division. No one knows these guys. So why should they even care? You know, it's like they haven't even really prepped anybody. Throw in some videos, like backstories leading up to this, so that way we're getting an idea what's going on. No one knows anything. It's just like, hey, we got these bundles. Go buy them. Pre-order. You'll hear from us later. You know, and like I said off air, it's like this reminds you of the whole Dark Knight season pass, where it's like, hey, $50, what's in it? Don't worry, we'll let you know later on. Then why should we pay for it now? You know,
because we want you to.
Exactly, because you want you to. And it's just a shame that this is almost like a fine print type of thing, because most people would assume that, well, I see that this 250 comes with a game and a disc and a map and this and that. I mean, it's a long list. You would just assume that would include all the lower tier versions, and it doesn't. And I'm sure there's going to be, if they stay like this, this could always change now. Still pre-order. They could easily just say, hey, by the way, everybody who's getting the 191 to 250, you're also going to get that additional stash. But again, no one knows if that's just 5 slots additional, 10 slots, 20 slots. What is it? And the fact that the rep doesn't even know, and that they said that has not been determined yet, then you're just, what, you making up shit as you go along. You have nothing set yet, so why even ask for money for it?
They probably just wanted to announce something and didn't even fully think it through.
They obviously didn't think it through, because there's too many questions with all this, and there's so many different versions. So basically, if you get the standard, you're just getting screwed. There's nothing. The standard is really bare bone, because every other one comes with all this other stuff, like exotic weapons, exotic. One of the only upside, and I brought this up, the only upside of something cool happening with this whole thing is that they announced that, yeah, you get an exotic weapon. Most games give you a weapon, but just like most games, when you play with that exotic weapon or whatever weapon they give you, you pretty much level out of it within like the hour or two, because it's just there to help you, right? And then next you know, you're like, I got a better gun. I don't need this shit. Well, what they did this go around, and this is pretty much in all the packs I've seen except the standard, you'll get the weapon, an exotic AK, and you get a blueprint. So you'll get this exotic weapon, which you can upgrade. People play Division know that you can always roll it and keep upgrading and stuff like that. But the blueprint requires a bunch of materials that you eventually obtain the later in the game, and you can use that to craft that exotic weapon, an upgraded version. It's like a master version of that, so that way you can use that toward the end game, which is awesome. I've never seen any other developer do something like that. Usually they give you some, you know, Call of Duty's infamous for this. Go get the super sniper. That was super sniper great for me for like 2 hours. Then I found something better. So that was a waste. You know, so that's kind of cool. But then that means that, oh, are we going to be able to craft exotics, or is it just this one weapon? And the other thing they announced, because they kept saying, oh, we're going to clear things up. Oh, don't worry. This exotic weapon is exotic, but you can still find it in the open world. It's just going to be hard to find because it's rare. You know, okay, so you cleared that up. So clear up some of the other shit that's on this, you know, so that way we're all on the same page. But there's a lot of confusion, and they said that they're still working on it, and it's still early on, and that things could change. So we'll see. But right now, man, if that stays that way, it sucks, because then it's going to be just like how you get Google Drive, or you get you know, the OneDrive, where you pay a certain amount, you know, $5 a month for 100 megs or whatever it is, you know, 100 gigs. Maybe are they going to try to nickel and dime people that just to store their stuff? You know, are you going to try to store something and say, hey, you're over your limit. Click this to go to the store and buy a subscription plan for more space for your stash. You know, and that's the fear that a lot of people have. And especially for a game like this, where it's all about collecting loot. That's what you play this for. I got the platinum and I'm still playing it because I'm collecting fucking loot and shit. You know, I'm just getting other things. So, and stash is always an issue, you know, always running out of space. And they knew this. This has always been an issue. They said, don't worry, we're going to fix it. D2, we're going to fix it. Is this how you fix it? By charging people?
Yeah.
Yes.
By the way, I want to give a quick shout out to Corey. This is something that I was going to say before, but he's right. Sounds like these guys are fishing for whale. Oh, that's mm-hmm. what they're looking for. They're looking for the big spectrum.
Which goes back to what we were talking about on a mm-hmm. previous episode, yep. where that one, this one guy essentially looked into how much he was, you know, into how much he was paying. And they literally gave him all the information they had on him, and he was listed as a payer or something like that.
A person. Whale, yeah, he's a whale. Yeah,
he was listed as that, so he's listed as somebody who spends a lot of money on the game.
This, so if let's say that was the case, then they would have to buy the 250 one, and then they would have to buy the digital ultimate, which is the 120, mm-hmm. right? 50, 60, 70, we're looking at 370 plus tax they would need if they want to get everything. Well, actually, even more if they really want to get everything, because then if they want to get the figure, the Dark Zone one with the chick, then you add an extra 180 on top of that. Close to $500. Damn. If you want to get all of this. Yeah, if you want to get all of that.
Sorry, you know, I slapped my headset off.
I could see that being the whole whale thing, but the fact that they didn't really specify that, hey, only this is here and only that is there and this is the way it is, it tells me that they weren't even thinking that far. They just didn't. Maybe that I'm hoping that this is just one of those oversights, like, oh, that's supposed to be there. It was a typo. We just didn't add it. But that's what everybody thought when it was announced, you know, at Gamescom, and then here it is. You know, the state of the game is where the voice is a live stream. You tell us, clear this up. And they're like, nope, that's the way it is.
That's the way right now. Well, then you don't get our money. Like,
yeah,
you want whales? That's fine. Like, we'll go somewhere else. That's what people should say to that. Should say, fuck you. Yeah. We'll go elsewhere.
Because think about that. Let's say if this stays this way and you go and you spend the $250 and you're playing the game. And like, yeah, I'm running out of space already for my gear. I wish I could get more. Well, you can't buy it any other way unless you go and you get this ultimate digital. So I have to spend another $120. Yeah. You pretty much have to pay $120 for whatever additional space, because that's the only way you can get it. Yeah,
got to pay for slots, space.
Exactly. Slots for a game that's all about loot. And all about gears, and they're always giving gear. Oh, this and that. I'm running out of space. I can't store this all. What am I supposed to do with all of it?
Obviously, buy some more bundles.
Buy some more bundles. Buy some more slots. Buy some more storage. And that's why everyone was like, "Yeah, this is definitely where it's going." But the only plus side to all this is that it's still early on. This game isn't coming out until March. If people get vocal, like they have already. You know, and it's just picking up steam as word spreads. Because again, I'm seeing a lot where a lot of sites, then they'll post, oh, here's a bundle. And then we're like, yeah, I'm just going to get this. I want the whole thing. So I'll just shell out. And I'm like, it's not the whole thing.
Yeah. You know? The thing I find, you know, besides the actual story itself, is where it came from. Apparently, some influencer, YouTube guy, he got flown to Germany to check the shit out and he didn't like it. So he got on the camera and started going off.
Yeah. And went back to the hotel and I was like, yeah, I gotta tell you what I just found out. This is some bullshit. And he just went off, and then other sites confirmed it and it started going down the line. I'm like, yeah, wait a minute. And then when you even go to Ubisoft store, look at those bundles and then you'll see it. The only one that gives you that additional stash space is the Ultimate. The other two do not. And yeah, some people could say, and I saw some other, oh, it's probably a typo or something. But the fact that they confirmed it over in the state of the game today. And then, of course, when that guy had his own little video and he said it, he said, hey, this is what they told me when I asked that question. Gave him a very generic answer. And the fact that they said, oh, this is for the engaged, you know, player. Are you, someone who spends $250 is not just a whale. They're getting him because they're super engaged in that
shit. Yeah, well, they're insulting actual gamers, right? What they mean by engaged is whoever's throwing thousands of dollars into the game, that's what they want. That's what they consider engaged. They talk about financial engagement, not actual game time, which is ridiculous. That's their metric. Greed is going to kill this industry, man. Like, I swear to God. Like, EA just fucks up one after the other, and now this, like, I don't know how much more people can stand.
Yeah.
I can't stand it no more.
Yeah, I can't stand it anymore. Fucking
so, we'll see. There's a bunch of time in between, so hopefully they'll fix it. It's still early. It's not out yet, so hopefully they say, hey, typo, or you know what? We heard you guys. We're just going to say it. But the fact that they don't even know how much space is already there, so it's not like, oh, yeah, you're going to get 100 slots, and this additional gives you like 75 or maybe another 100 or something.
Yo, Corey brings up a good point. Remember Deus Ex Mankind Divided? All that shit, we could augment your pre-order. Man, people got pissed off about that, and they stopped that bullshit, you know? Like, here's the thing. It's like, people do want extras and shit, but you can't get greedy about it. They're getting greedy as shit now.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, Brian, you play Warframe, right?
No. He's never even heard of Warframe.
Oh, okay.
What's Warframe? It sounds...
I heard that because one of the things that he brought up and people were talking about that, well, in Warframe, they charge you for space?
Yeah, they do charge you for space, but then at the same time, when you first start up your account, you get... Well, they have the premium content called Platinum. And basically, when you start an account, you get, I think, like 50 platinum, like 100 platinum free. So hence, you can buy space with the platinum that you get. And plus, as you play through the game, you can actually unlock like the super like suits, like the prime frames. And you actually sell those parts that you have too much of or platinum to other people. And hence, you can use that to buy more space. So the economy has a way to get the resources to buy more space.
How much is the space if somebody just wanted to buy it? Like,
I think it depends per what you're buying. Because for weapon slots, it's 2 for 12 platinum, and for a Warframe, it's 30 for one slot. So it depends. And generally speaking, depending on which type of item that you can sell off in the marketplace, you can get anywhere between like 2 platinum and like 50 platinum. Without any problem. So it's not difficult to get more space. Even then, as a login reward, so basically if you just log in like some random days, you get like a discount to buy the platinum. So this can be 25%, 50%, or 75%, and then use that on the store to buy like platinum for like that much price. So even then, you still get rewarded. So
there's ways of going around it without putting in money.
Oh, hell no. Like, what I tend to do is I just tend to wait until I get the 75% off, and then I buy, like, the second tier, which is, like, £20, and I get, like, 2,000 platinum, and that's it. Like, I'm set for, like, a year and a bit, because I don't buy anything extravagant. I just buy it for space and colors, and that's it.
Yeah. You see, and that's the thing, because they have a premium vendor in the division now, and this one, this is all cosmetics, you know, skins and outfits and all that stuff. Now, you could use your own money, and you can buy these things, or as you keep playing the game, you get these little shards, and I forget how many of them altogether, but you get a bunch of them, and then you bring them in, and then you can go and just use those. So you don't actually have to use money. And I'm like, okay, so they have a method that way, but for them to not do that with space, you know, it's like, oh no, you have to buy this. That's why I just can't believe that that's the route they're going to go. Cause that would just put a big damper on the game itself. That's going to be the big news about it. Just like the whole thing that happened with Battlefield, and it didn't matter how good the game was. It's just, hey, you have to grind or pay this money, you know, to get these characters. And I really hope it doesn't happen the Division out.
Yeah. Yeah. Crazy shit. All right, since we have some time, and I just saw this on my timeline, this is official now because we just did the math a couple weeks ago because apparently, you know, well, not apparently, the PC version of Monster Hunter sold 2 million copies, right? So we were like, wait a minute, you know, counting with our fingers, we're like, isn't that 10 million? So yeah, Capcom made it official today. 10 million copies, Monster Hunter. It's fucking insane, you know?
Damn.
Yo, man, they hungry, man. They saw everybody else was having fun.
Then the Switch one came out, right? Or is it coming out?
It ain't Monster Hunter World. It ain't Monster Hunter World. Yo, I can't talk about the game yet, but I'm just going to say, if you started with Monster Hunter World and you try to go back, that's all I'm going to say about that, bro. But check this out. This is cool. I'm going to jump in on my fucking PlayStation after this shit's done. So you know how you have login bonuses when you come into the game? So to commemorate the occasion, they're going to give people 30 mega bombs, which is really good. We use those all the time on Sleepy Monsters. 15 ancient potions, which instantly heal up everything. Here's the one I'm excited about. 30 armors, hard armor spheres, not regular ass armor spheres. This is the hardest kind. That means I'm going to upgrade some of those fucking armors I've been buying, you know? 5 golden eggs, which you can use to sell. And Chris, 2 golden wyvern prints, bro. Buy them gems, oh, really? Man.
Yeah, man. Those are so hard to get.
They really are, man. But yeah, I'm really excited about the hard armor sphere because I bought a set of some armor. I think it's my Dante armor. I don't even have that shit upgraded. Upgrade that shit.
Upgrade.
So yeah, congratulations to Monster Hunter, man.
Monster Hunter.
Pretty interesting what happens when you just streamline a game and put it on systems people actually want to play on, you know?
Oh, shit.
Hey, I'm just saying, man, because I've been wanting to play Monster Hunter for years, but playing them old games, that shit ain't rough. Remember the claw you had to do on this shit, man? Fuck that, you know? Bullshit, Mr. Davis. Anyway, so yeah, we're going to announce our announcement again. So on episode 200 of Throwdown, which is 2 weeks from now, we're going to give away a free copy of PlayStation 4's Spider-Man. Now, we're going to have full details in a video that we're going to drop tomorrow or probably for you guys today, you know, and basically, you know, it's simple shit. Follow us on Twitter, on YouTube, and on Twitch at Throwdown Show. We're going to ask you a question. Probably going to be something simple. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we're not going to try to kill you too bad. I mean, we could easily make this incredibly difficult, like asking you a specific Spider-Man comic question, but
yeah, no,
we know you don't read no comics.
Yeah, you don't read. Let's just be real. You don't read no comics. So yeah, we're going to give the game away. We're going to pick somebody at random. Like we did. Basically, if you saw our God of War giveaway, we're going to follow that exact same blueprint because that worked out pretty well for us. So we're going to have the video up there now where we have all the details. And the hope is, and I know it's kind of crazy with Amazon fucking up, the hope is that we select the winner and we get you the game when it launches on Friday. You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be the plan. Again, full details tomorrow or today in the video. Check it out. It's going to be fucking awesome. This is probably going to be, here's my question to you guys. You think it's going to be a bigger giveaway than God of War? Because we had a lot of good feedback with that one. You know?
I don't know. We'll see.
It's going to be in there. Yeah, Speeder Moon.
You know what we also need to do? We'll we can't leave our Xbox fans out of this.
I'll leave them out of it.
Oh!
No, but I'm fucking around with. So what do you want to do with the Xbox guys, man?
Well, here's the thing. Like we should do something nice for them as well. We can't be the walled garden. So maybe we should also do, if you are an Xbox owner, you will also get a game as well. But we have to figure that one out.
Yeah. By the way, if we had money like that, we'd just send an Xbox winner a PS4 with a fucking Spider-Man.
Well, I mean, we could tell them. We could tell them our idea.
What about our 3DO fans?
That would probably be only.
So how's this going to work? Because you're kind of muddying up the contest now.
No, I'm not muddying up the contest. I'm just saying if you do own an Xbox, we just get you something else.
Well, then it wouldn't be a Spider-Man.
It
wouldn't be a Spider-Man contest.
Negate everything, Manny. Just like, it's a Spider-Man contest.
You know? Yo, man, walled garden.
It is a walled garden because, sorry, you want Spider-Man, you got to get a PS4.
We get you the pinball game or Marvel Ultimate Alliance for the Lego game.
we should have
an Xbox contest.
Yeah, we'll do something. You know, but Forza. I don't know. We'll figure, we're gonna do something because
give you a month of Game Pass and you'll
play there. You go, there you go. You're good. You know what?
That'd be something nice for people.
So yeah, for episode 200, since I have you here, we're gonna have Corey's favorite person, Mr. Torrence Davis, on
TD
and Hip Hop Gamer. So I cannot promise I'm gonna be able to keep control of that show. So I'm just putting it out there now.
Hip-hop game and no stranger to danger. See what I'm saying?
You already know Hot 97 Logitech. You know?
GameStop on my
GameStop.
Yeah. Fergus, Red Dead, huh?
Yo. That's on Xbox.
That is on Xbox.
I think Spider-Man is not going to be the last big giveaway.
Okay. Okay.
There you go. There goes Xbox. Sorry, Switch owners.
Oh, shit.
Hate. By the way, shout out to fucking Ice-T, son, like his tweets today. Because basically what happened is somebody asked him what console does he play on. He's like, I play on both. He started getting shit for that.
Really?
Yeah.
What?
So basically somebody said, you're going to love this. So they were like, oh, what if you can't afford two systems? Like, bro, the systems are cheap. If you can't afford them, you need to get a job. he's right, you know?
And, true.
Yeah, and then he says, and this is some true shit. He goes, when you're poor, people make fun of you because you're poor. And when you're rich, they hate on you because you're rich because you can't win. He's right, you know?
Man has lived in both worlds, so.
Exactly. So yeah, the tweets from Ice-T have been fucking glorious. The OG, man, keeping it real.
The OG. Know?
By the way, I love this one tweet he did over the weekend. It was him.
SVU.
Yeah, so it was him chilling like in like a lawn chair, right? In his you know, by the pool, and he's like me relaxing while you motherfuckers talking shit on Twitter.
Oh man,
I love it.
Is he still with Coco? Is that still his wife?
That's a good question. Is he still with Coco?
The Pixar movie?
Yeah.
Because remember they had that reality show.
Yeah,
for a while.
Yeah, I think they are. Yo, that Red Dead, man. That's a good suggestion.
Yeah, I think we have to do it. I think we have to do it, man. But we'll talk about that closer to, you know what I'm saying? But yeah, Ice-T's the fucking man. You know? All right, man. So we're going to wrap this shit up here. No Brett action. He said he was going to be around. He didn't show up. Oh, well. We should come
probably watching Deadpool again.
Yeah. He said something about getting at that, like... He said something like, I'm getting a tattoo. I don't know if he's making a tattoo or getting one, you know?
Ooh.
New ink, baby.
You know, it's interesting. So for a person who speaks so eloquently, he is very mysterious.
He is.
At times.
Yeah.
He's a total sphinx.
He's a sphinx.
Yeah, but that's why we like having him on, man. We don't know what the fuck Brett's going to say. You know, actually, no, we do know what he's saying. It's just going to be the opposite of whatever we say.
Yeah.
Let me play devil's advocate here.
Let me tell you why Red Dead Redemption won't be a good game.
Oh, hey. Yeah. I'm waiting for that day.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Actually, him and Brian can be interchangeable in those kinds of situations.
Yo, Brian, he's trying to say you white, son.
What?
It automatically just means that he thinks that you're white now.
Yeah, no, I've been instigating shit all day. I'm still in that mood, you know.
Yo, man, you're the instigator.
I'm Dominican, man. That's what we do. All right, so thank you for watching and listening. Subscribe to Throwdown on SoundCloud, iTunes, and YouTube. Follow us on Twitch, Mixer, Twitter, Periscope, and Facebook at Throwdown Show. Links are located in the description below. Once again, I was your host, Tony Polanco. I was joined by Emilio Lopez.
You should have aimed for the head.
Chris Seeley.
Hey, take care, everyone.
Carlos Romero.
Peace out.
Adam Vale.
I have to say, I've been disappointed with this season of Lucha Underground.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, you know, it's just not living up to the hype. I mean, it's cool. They're killing off a lot of people, but it's just...
I was about to ask you, did they not murder enough midgets for you?
they murdered too many, I think. There's nobody left.
Other than that, happy birthday, Adam.
Man, 60th birthday, you know? and Brian Manjoma.
Do not assume my gender. You wouldn't like me when you assume my gender.
All right, man, we'll see you on Sunday. Man, remember, contest people, watch out for that video. Peace out.
Later, guys.
Peace. Deuces.